Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We reached out to Tom for some thoughts about this. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good, John Williams. How are you?
Good. Tell people what you do. What does LaSalle Group do?
I am founder and CEO of LaSalle Network. We're a national staffing and recruiting firm and culture consulting firm headquartered in Chicago, and we do work around the country.
Do you think it's a good idea to segregate the vaccinated employees from the non?
I think we live in a world that now calls it segregation and 10 years ago would have called it separation. And I think there is one to stoke emotions and fire and one to actually do what's logical and make sense. And we have a situation where we don't have everybody who is fighting a disease. Are people segregated when you go to the pediatrician's office and the sick people go in one door and the healthy people go in the other? No, they're separated. And I think we're trying to create this political divisiveness. And we have a very contagious disease that everybody isn't getting vaccinated, and companies don't want to separate people from coming into an office and feeling a sense of community. But at the same time, if people don't want to look out for the health of everybody and they want to fight that fight, companies want to protect and they want to have people either eat in a different cafeteria area or work in a different area or wear masks the whole time. And I think that's the right thing to do from a company perspective.
Boy, think about that. I was thinking about the workstations, but in the common area, the kitchen, we have two here at this radio station, a smaller one, a bigger one. We pick the group that's larger and say, you guys get the bigger kitchen. And whatever group is the smaller, you get the smaller kitchen, and that's where you'll congregate, have your coffee, use the microwave. You think that's probably the way it's going to go?
I think it's 100% the way it's going to go, and I think it's the right thing. Personally, I think it's the right thing to do, and while I don't necessarily always agree with Scaramucci, I think he's right. And where we're at is a situation that doctors across the country and across the world are saying that this is the right thing to do, and this is the time where people choose to believe the government. You know, I was talking to some people the other day, and if we went back a year ago, 8 months ago, you had people saying, I'm not wearing a mask in Walmart because I don't believe in this. And now those same people are anti-vaxxers, and now they're wearing a mask to say, I'm not getting vaccinated and I'm standing my ground. I mean, which is it? It's become so polarizing and so crazy. And I wish the government would just announce FDA approval on the drug instead of emergency approval, and we can move past this.
Oh, how does that change the conversation?
Well, I think there is a large swath of people that are saying the FDA still hasn't approved this past emergency,
yeah.
And that's what's holding me back. You know, and that's when you come back and you say, wait a second, tell me this is the one thing you believe the government in, and everything else you think they're lying to you about. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And I'm hoping that people will realize what's best for the health of the country.
I also think another angle to this to consider is, what is the boss, the owner or the manager, whoever's in charge of this workspace, the principal, whoever. But if your views are different than theirs, say that's a person who hasn't been vaccinated and doesn't want to wear a mask and he's going to run the company that way. And you're one of the other people. You know, I just wonder about the judgment or about the fair treatment, the fair and equal treatment of employees, or the perception of that. Talk to me about that in a second, Tom. It's 10:41. This is WGN. Tom Gimbel's the CEO of LaSalle Network. And I found that story. Offices divided as workers return. Some businesses will treat the unvaccinated differently, or the vaccinated for that matter. Again, I think we're all assuming that the boss and the company are going to be on the vax mask side, but maybe not. We're talking a little bit about a story I saw in the paper this morning. Maybe you saw it too. You're right. I got to stop saying segregating, separating employees, Tom, at the workplace. And one group will be those that got the vaccine. The other will be those who didn't. What if the boss, though, is not got the vaccine, and the culture at the workplace is a non-vax culture?
I think that's a real challenge. And the reason it's easy to focus on that side versus if the boss has it and you have non-vaxxers is because it's really a health concern. And if the boss isn't getting it and you're not comfortable, unfortunately, it may be time to look for another job, because if the boss isn't a vaxxer, he or she is going to open it up for everybody to come back, and that's your choice. And if you don't want to be in that environment, now the good news is unemployment's really at an all-time low outside of restaurants and service businesses, and you can find another job. And sometimes that's just the path of least resistance sometimes is an easier route.
Because the boss, I don't know if this has to do with us being a, what is it, an at-work state, an at...
At-will.
At-will state.
Employment
so,
at will.
Yeah, if he gets to make the rules, and he also gets to fire people at will, right? As long as they're not in a protected class.
Exactly right. It's an employment at will state, and let's make sure we say he or she, because there's plenty of females that don't want to get the vaccine that own companies as well, and we don't want to be, in this day and age, be too gender stereotyping. But yes, if there is a place that wants to not have vaccinations or be mandatory or not wear masks, that's their prerogative to do, as long as the we're at the phase that we are now where things are open. And if you're not happy with it, and I understand that, then you should think about finding another place to work.
Boy, so think about that. I mean, you know WGN Radio. You've been here. You've hosted shows for us here. So we could very easily cordon off certain areas. Would you do that? Would you say this is the sales wing for the vaxxed and this is the sales wing for the non-vaxxed?
Yeah, so what we're doing is, so at first I made the decision that we were going to have only vaccinated people in the office, and we were 92% vaccinated when we took our poll. And then it ended up being that some of the people who were non-vaxxed were pregnant and or trying to get pregnant, and that was their reasoning for doing that, and otherwise they said we would have gotten vaccinated. So I said that anybody who's not vaccinated can come into the office, but they have to wear their mask at all times, and so we created a second lunch area for those folks to eat when they have their masks off to do that. And that's their decision to come in and to do that and to have a separate area for that. Now, they do work in the same area as everybody else, but they have their masks on. And we made it okay for people who are vaxxed if they want to sit in a different area and move. And we haven't had any issue. Now, I've got a very young demographic. We don't have anybody who's immuno-impaired or whatever the right phrase is for that. And so we're in a relatively good shape. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it is something that we had to deal with and challenge. And I think the number one thing to do is you have to have open dialogue and communication with your staff. You can't hide behind an email. An owner or CEO shouldn't hide behind human resources. You have to address the issue. These are untested times, and no one's ever gone through it before. So be open and honest with your feelings, and employees will respect that.
The idea that you would have a religious exemption seems to be prevalent. I don't exactly understand that. I understand that if for some reason you feel that's against your faith, that's fine, but that doesn't change the fact that you could get infected or infect other people. So I don't know that you still get to mingle with everybody. I don't know how you handle that. Like, sure, I guess I can't force you to get the, or I won't force you to get the vaccine, but that doesn't change the fact that you're not vaccinated. And I would say the same for a woman trying to get pregnant. I get it, but that doesn't change the fact that you're not a vaccinated person. The motivation doesn't matter in that regard.
I tend to agree with you, John, and that's why, you know, the simple ask is they have to wear masks, and that might not be great for everybody, but that is the basis is if you're not vaccinated, you have to wear a mask.
Right.
It doesn't come off.
I guess.
And that usually appeases the majority of people.
I think the challenge then for the likes of you, Tom Gimbel, and our number is 312-981-7200. I'll pick up a couple of phone lines here in just a second. But then you also need to create a culture where while we have separated the people, we've tried not to segregate the people. Let's acknowledge that maybe this woman is pregnant and that person's immunocompromised and that person has a certain religion. And so they're not bad and they're also not stupid, but they have made this, maybe they are stupid, but for whatever reason, let's not judge them. And I don't think that's easy to do when you separate the employees.
Well, this whole thing of don't be a judger, right, as my teenage kids would say, I say we all judge people all day long. And judgment is a form of disagreement, and we don't want to discriminate against people in any way, shape, or form. However, people are going to judge. And quite frankly, when we tell people not to judge, we're trying to be controlling. And we've got a challenge that we've just got to have free-flowing dialogue and explain to people that this, everybody knows it's a polarizing issue. And if people don't like the concept of vaccination or non-vaccination, it really comes down to the level of their contribution to the company. And really good people are going to have more flexibility. And people who are rank and file, guess what? You're going to be in a tough situation.
Hey, John Williams, I was completely against getting vaccinated. I had COVID last August and September, so I didn't think I'd ever need to get vaccinated. Then last week, I was at the beach, and I cut my foot on a rusty piece of metal. I immediately went and got a tetanus shot with no hesitation. It's really silly that I would get one vaccine and not the others. So I got my first shot Tuesday. No appointment. I went into Walgreens, got vaccinated in 20 minutes. Time for Americans to put on their big boy, big girl pants and get vaxxed, says Dave. Thank you for the email, Dave, or text message. Kathy, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Oh, I wanted to explain that not everyone is a candidate for the vaccine. I am allergic to preservatives.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to polyethylene glycol, which is in Pfizer. I'm allergic to polysorbitol, which is in Moderna. And I'm not even going to get close to J&J. So I just want to explain, you know, I'm not a no, I'm just a not yet. But we're not all candidates.
Yeah.
So
do you wear a mask then when you're out?
No, I don't feel at risk. You know, I can. I've got them. But
when you go to a store or a restaurant, you don't wear a mask?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, store or restaurant, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then, ballpark, yes.
Yeah.
John, that's the challenge that we're facing, though, where the caller said she doesn't feel at risk. The problem is the other people. And because you can't, and I think we're talking about really slim exceptions who are allergic to what's in the vaccine, since I have a lot of compassion for this woman, and,
yeah, me
and
too.
hopefully her employer allows her to work from home, and that's what we're talking about today is separation in the office and to be able to do that. But I think on a larger scale, we've got to have people that are willing to wear masks almost all the time when they're around other people, or all the time when they're around other people.
And it sounds like
to make
she
sure
is.
That, yeah, it sounds like that.
Kathy, thanks for the call. Interesting. I'm glad you got in. Joe, what did you want to say? You're on WGN.
Hi, John. The woman has a point with that issue. My mother-in-law can't take the vaccine either because she's allergic to all the stuff in it.
Yeah.
But people that keep saying it's their constitutional right to not get the vaccine, that's a load of crap. They make laws for you to drive a car. You must wear a seatbelt. You have to have a driver's license. I mean, all that stuff is not your constitutional right either. And killing people with a disease that you can't seem to control because so many people won't get anything done about it, the government just needs to enforce it. I mean, just do it, because they did it with everybody, with the chicken pox, with the measles. I mean, everything had a reason. And this has more of a reason than anything we've seen in our modern lifestyle.
Wonder, what do you think, Joe, if we just got some pickup trucks and put guys in the back with dart guns and we just drove through some neighborhoods and just...
Yeah, well, you know,
people.
Sometimes it may come to things like that, but it's, you know, the issue that they keep throwing out there is just not making any sense.
I appreciate your phone call. Tom, what's your thought about that?
Well, I think social media is really the biggest problem. I had made a tweet the other day, John, I don't know if you saw it, but I said if social media had been around in the 50s, Jonas Salk would have been labeled a quack and we'd still have polio eradicating the country. I think that people have and anybody can have a voice and say this, that, or the other thing. And, you know, while there is the lie of I'm from the government and I'm here to help you, when we have the FDA and we have vaccines and like that previous caller said about measles and polio and mumps, the government has no urge to kill its citizens here. We are America, and I'm a big believer in safety first.
We're talking to Tom Gimbel from the LaSalle Group. As companies across the Chicago area welcome workers back to offices, I'm reading from Lisa Schechner and Denny Jacobs' story. They're often labeling them as either vaccinated or unvaccinated employees with different treatment for each group. Many companies are asking employees if they're vaccinated, and some are taking the workers' word for it. Others are asking for proof. How are you handling that, or what do you suggest companies do about that?
We are asking for proof, not because we don't trust people, but that way it's proof to one another that the employees are doing it. So it's not a management trusting or distrusting. It's a matter of you could have new employees who the old employees don't know and who are just starting or relocating, and it's just easier to have it be a mandate to say, show your proof of vaccination. Yeah. I think it makes sense.
Tony, you're on WGN with Tom Gimbel. What's on your mind, Tony?
Good morning. I think the health insurance companies might hold the key to getting the rest of the country vaccinated. I personally think that if people want to exercise their rights and say that they don't have to be vaccinated for whatever reason, religions, health, I don't choose to do it, I think all the insurance companies should get together and disallow any financial coverage for hospital care or doctor care for people who don't choose to follow the science and protect themselves and other people.
Have you heard anything about that, Tom?
No, I haven't. And I like it. I like it in ideation. But, you know, now we've got people who have gotten COVID either in between shot one and two or with the Delta strand that are still getting COVID, a small percentage that are still getting it. So I don't think it's as easy to do that. But I do think, you know, it's similar to what insurance companies have done with obesity of saying, you know, if you are in better health, we're going to lower the rates and things like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if eventually it gets there. But the vaccines are free, and it's a situation that you have people to disagree. And I guess, fortunately, it isn't life-threatening for everybody who gets it. Yeah. And that's really the divider in this country right now.
I got 45 seconds left. Ray, just say what you're thinking about there. Ray, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, John, first-time caller. I love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I think we need to change the perspective here, and we need to start saying that people that aren't vaccinated need to be held responsible for their actions. If you're not vaccinated and you get somebody else sick and they die, you should be responsible for that.
Pardon me, I just put you on hold, Ray, because I'm out of time. It'll be hard to prove that.
Yeah.
But I get your point that sort of personal decision has consequences beyond your own skin, that's for sure.
And that goes back, John, to the topic of the conversation is coming back into the office. And I think the courts and the government have done the right thing. They're not going to let people sue for COVID transmission because no company knows how to handle it. It wouldn't be fair.
That's Tom Gimbel from the LaSalle Group. LaSalle, what's the name of your website again, Tom?
LaSalle Network, LaSalleNetwork.com.
I've only said it 72 times. Thanks for your time today, Tom.
Have a great weekend, John.